You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM on this Tuesday, August 29th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a very special guest on the show today. It's Randy Berquist, the superintendent of Crookston High School in the Crookston School District. How are you doing?
Cam, I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Of course, and you know, we like to have the school superintendent on here about once a month around this time, so we'll get to know each other pretty well throughout the next year or so, obviously. But obviously, you are a new school superintendent, so the first question I want to ask is, how has it been going?
Well, Cam, I tell you what, I couldn't be happier. I'm not just saying that. I really, you know, I live about 8 blocks from the school, which is very nice to from my mm-hmm. office. Met a lot of great people in this community. I can't believe how much support there is for the school. You know, we have board meetings, and it just seems like every time we have a board meeting, there's somebody's giving something to the school district monetary-wise. But I met a lot of great people. We just had opening teacher workshop, staff workshop this morning, so I got to present for about 30 minutes in front of all the new staff. Mm-hmm. And I'm just meeting people all the time. I've met a lot of people and to hear some of the great things happening at the Crookston School and some of the areas of concern that people have regarding the school district. And so, yeah, I'm glad to be here, Cam.
I guess it's worth asking, like, what are some of the differences maybe in terms of being at Crookston that in terms of before with what you were doing before?
Yeah, well, you know, I've served in a number of educational capacities. I've been a superintendent, a teacher, elementary, middle school, and high school principal. I was a head coach for head girls basketball, head volleyball. I've coached baseball, softball. So I've worked in a lot of different educational capacities. But the reason I like being a superintendent is because I can help and work with other individuals in the district to help make decisions that are best for all students. I'm a firm believer. My educational philosophy is that all students, no matter who they are or where they're from, can and should be able to learn. And it's our job as educators, whether we're a superintendent, a teacher, principal, cafeteria worker, custodian, bus driver, paraprofessional aide, to work as hard as we possibly can to ensure success for all students. Because, you know, in reality, students are our future.
And, yeah, of course.
You know, someday I'm not going to be working, and we need to make sure that we prepare these students as much as we can so that when they start the second stage of their life, whether that's going to a 2-year college, a 4-year college, working, join the military, or whatever it might be, that we prepare them as much as we possibly can to be successful in whatever endeavor they choose.
Yeah, sounds like, yeah, good goal in general. That's great to hear. So let's get into kind of the meat and potatoes of what we were going to chat about today, and that's the school board meeting that was yesterday. And so why don't you let the listeners know kind of what was discussed at that meeting and what, you know, the fine details of all
that
stuff.
Yeah, sure. You know, so we do meet once a month. It is open to the public if anybody wants to come. We had probably about, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15 individuals. Nobody's talked. This is my second official school board meeting starting in early July. Yesterday's agenda was actually pretty small. Some things that we worked on and the board approved is we had a couple resignations of some paraprofessionals who hadn't even started yet, but they resigned. And then we had some paraprofessionals that were hired. And I just want to throw a plug out there. If anybody is interested in subbing as a teacher, as a custodian, as a bus driver, as a paraprofessional, we are in dire need of subs. If somebody would have told me 25, 28 years ago when I started, even 10 years ago, that we would have a shortage of workers in our school district, whether it be teachers, custodians, bus drivers, I would have said you're crazy. But it's really hard to get people. When I applied for my first teaching job, I bet you there was there had to be probably at least 100 applicants, if not more. Sometimes in elementary jobs that I've been part of an interviewing process, there was 300 applicants. Whew. It's really hard to get applicants now. And I know it's not just only in the educational setting.
Yeah.
In other businesses, it's really hard to get people to work for various reasons. So we did hire a couple paraprofessionals, and paraprofessionals or aides are individuals that help in the classroom with students who might need a little extra boost or whatever. We also talked about Well, that was one thing we talked about. And then we also made sure that we're going to talk about some policies that are generated from the Minnesota School Boards Association. And they recommend certain policies that legislative changes have occurred as a result of the last legislative session. So we're going to take a look at some policies and procedures coming up in the next couple months to make sure that Crookston School is aligned with what the state is recommending as far as policies and procedures.
What are some of those policies and procedures, if you can chat about
them? Yeah, sure. So one of the things that's being discussed right now is the SRO, the school resource officer. And, you know, a number of schools across Minnesota, right or wrong, are pulling the school resource officers out of the school districts. I know Moorhead, for example, I actually heard on KROX last week that Moorhead was pulling their SROs out. It was the second day or first day or whatever because of some different legislative sessions that changes that went in effect August 1st. I know we have Don Rascott as our SRO. My personal opinion really is that SROs are a great deterrent for students who decide that they maybe don't want to follow policies and procedures. So that's a big discussion. I think there's more information to come with that. You know, I'm not one of those people that likes to be afraid and worry about, you know, getting sued or anything like that. But if, you know, they've made changes that you can't grab students or individuals certain ways for various reasons, that the legislative body made that decision. I think there's a lot of decisions that need to be made and to be followed. So that's a big thing right now being looked at. So
for sure.
That, of course, goes into student discipline. You know, one of the things that is very important to me is safety and security of all students.
Yep.
You know, I've done some videos, and one of the things that I want to mention students and parents is we need to work together. We can't work against each other. We need to work together. And parents, I want you to take an active part in our child. And when I mean our child, it's your child and our student. We need to work together to ensure success for students. So students, when you come to school, you have certain procedures and policies you need to follow. If you're not able to follow those policies and procedures, whether it's, you know, behaving in class, doing your homework, behaving in the hallways or the cafeteria, then we're going to have to find, working with your parents, some other place for you to make sure that you're successful, because we want to make sure that all students are successful, no matter who they are or where they're from.
Yeah, definitely a lot of intricacies that go into something like that, but it's good that you're discussing that type of stuff at the school board meetings. Is there any other things that were discussed at the school board meeting yesterday?
Well, one thing, too, is, you know, all our administrators gave a presentation at the end of the board meeting. They actually, one of the things that was talked about, and this has been mentioned a few times now, our middle school will not be allowed, students in middle school will not be allowed cell phones.
Ooh.
Okay? Well, you know, technology can be great. I think we've got a problem, an issue in this country right now with social media. People automatically put things on social media, and automatically it's the truth. Well, I just wish and hope that parents, if you have concerns about something that's put out on social media, or you have concerns, something that you've heard at school, please reach out to the teacher, the coach, the principal, or superintendent to find out what the truth is. Because there's two things I've learned for sure in education. There's the truth. There are two sides and the truth to everything, because perception may or may not always be reality.
Yeah.
So we have to work together. We can agree to disagree, but we need to work together to have success for all our students.
And it's always a tough thing with the phones, because obviously that's a way that parents can communicate with their child, especially if, you know, something happens. You know, the last thing you want is for the parent to not be able to contact their student. But it also makes sense that maybe you do want to eliminate the cell phones from the classroom setting, because it can be kind of a distraction, you know, like it's a double-edged sword in a way.
Yeah, it's a fine line, because I'm a parent. First and foremost, I'm a parent, and then I'm a superintendent. But I do know that I understand parents are going to say, well, geez, quit being such a jerk about not letting cell phones. It's a decision that isn't taken lightly. The principal and the teachers work together for this. And I understand. We live in a society now where, you know, you have to worry about any type of things that might happen in schools or businesses, because a lot of things are happening across the country. But I will tell you something, you know, parents might say, well, how do I get a hold of my child? Well, you call the office. And if it's an emergency, we'll get a hold of the child right away. Please know that my main focus is safety and security for all our students, staff members, and community members that come into our school district.
For sure. So yeah, lots of things discussed at the school board meeting. And there's also, to shift gears a little bit, you also mentioned to me before we got on about teacher workshops coming up. You want to chat a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this morning we actually meet with all the staff and then we go through some different things. We have different presentations. For example, we had a presentation by two of our teachers that talked about trauma-informed schools. Students come to school with a number of different things that might happen, might be on their mind. Maybe they didn't get a breakfast at home. Maybe they didn't get, maybe they got in a fight with their parents. So we have to, as educators, understand that students come to school and you know something? Maybe getting that homework sheet isn't the most important thing in their life.
Yeah.
We talked about building relationships and communicating with students and parents so that we can know exactly what's going on. Incidentally, this year, the state is offering free breakfast and free lunches for all students. It's really important that parents fill out those forms. Even though we're offering free breakfast and free lunch, or the state is, for our students, we have to fill those forms out because we get compensatory revenue based on how many parents qualify. If it's a matter of you don't want people to know that you're filling out those forms, I, as a superintendent, would be happy to meet you at your house, at an offsite place. I myself came from a single mother where we also filled out those forms. And one of the things I remember is they would read my name, give me the red lunch tickets back in the day when I was a child. And I always realized unfortunately, everybody could hear that I was one of those students. That will not happen in Crookston.
Yeah.
And so if that's a matter of worried about, you know, people knowing, I'd be happy to meet them to fill out the forms. Because we do get compensatory revenue based on the number of people that qualify for those forms, plus many grant opportunities. School grants won't even look at schools unless they meet a certain threshold. So please fill those forms out.
You know, I think it's great that the schools will now be offering the free lunch. I definitely wish it was there when I was there, you know, but I still think it's better late than never. But I guess this is kind of completely off track, but will Crookston High School still have that deli that you can, like, purchase separately?
Yeah, the a la carte.
Yeah.
Yes, there will be a la carte opportunities. Okay. Those are not free.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so the students would be able to go up and, say, buy a hamburger, cheeseburger, you know, in addition if they want their regular lunch.
Yeah.
You know, let's be realistic. I love football. I played football and various sports. And, you know, some of these kids, it's not enough to just get that one lunch. So they might want to go up and get a la carte, especially if they have a game and they have to travel right away after school. So, yes, that will be available, Cam.
So, for those of you just tuning in, we're speaking with Randy Berquist, the new school superintendent, just hired a couple months ago, and we've got about 5 or so minutes before we can wrap up here, and you mentioned to me a committee meeting that's going on. You want to
chat about that? Yeah, well, so every school board member serves on a committee, probably numerous committees. So we have a finance committee. We might have a policy committee. The next committee meeting that's going to come up is going to talk about the policies that the Minnesota School Boards Association is recommending. Unfortunately, you know, you've got the legislature and everybody puts these bills into effect and everybody, all the politicians shake hands and say, yeah, we did it, but they often don't give enough guidance. And so we're still trying to learn some of the guidance with some of the new policies coming out. So our next meeting will focus strictly on the I mean, there's a lot of policies. The state has a lot of policies and different things that schools are required to do. So there's a lot of guidance still coming out on some of these policies. So the next policy committee meeting will involve the policies, again, that the Minnesota School Boards Association are recommending, hopefully with some updates from them.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously also an important thing to talk about. And anything else that goes on at those committee meetings?
Well, no, this will be my first committee meeting. I've served in a number of committees, but it's just a way to talk about it. And, you know, we're not going to always agree on everything, whether you're a superintendent, school board member, teacher, paraprofessional, but working together is very important to me to help make informed decisions, knowing all the information that we have.
So, lots of good stuff, lots of meetings, lots of workshops and stuff going on. Is there anything else kind of going on with the school districts that you kind of wanted to chat about at all?
Yeah, you know, something, the extracurricular activities are always important to me, and I think it's a great opportunity for students to partake in, whether it's fall, football, tennis, volleyball, or speech, theater, drama, whatever it might be. I think those are excellent opportunities for students to join those organizations, clubs, and activities to see if it's something they like to do, you know. I'm really passionate about going to support students and coaches and parents at these activities. And so if you have an opportunity to come up and say hi to me, please do so. I'll be attending a lot of these activities. And I'm very excited for our students and our staff to get the school year going. And I couldn't be more excited and humbled and for the opportunity to serve as your school superintendent here in Crookston.
I'll definitely say from personal experience, I do wish I had put myself in more extracurricular activities, especially the non-sports one, because, you know, sometimes you go into high school and it's like, oh, I got to be in three sports or whatever. But sometimes if, you know, maybe sports aren't your thing, there's a lot of other options there for you, especially like you said, with drama and even like Knowledge Bowl. Yeah. And I think the thing I've heard about them is that they're very welcoming. Like, you don't need to be amazing at these things in order to have fun or be a part of them. So,
right. You know, and it's about the social aspect of it. You know, you don't have to be, I think speech and Knowledge Bowl, those are great opportunities. Speech, that's a lifelong activity that you can become very good at in high school. When you transfer to your second stage of your life, whatever that is, that's going to be very beneficial to you. But you don't have to be the best at it. And matter of fact, a lot of students just join to be hanging out with their friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's our job as educators to help with the social, emotional, mental, physical characteristics and attributes of our students, again, to help them become lifelong learners and successful in their next stage.
Obviously, the number one thing about schools is to educate and have the children learn so that they, you know, are successful adults. But I think it's almost equally as important that they get that social opportunity and be a part of clubs that'll be with them for a long time, because, you know, maybe we don't want to admit it, but that stuff tends to stick with people, maybe even more than the education they receive.
Absolutely, and I think today's society, students are too quick to Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok their friends when their friends are maybe 8 feet away from them and they're doing that. I do miss the interaction, the social interaction of face-to-face. And, you know, so I think that's a great opportunity to put your phone down and join an activity.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of good stuff that we've talked about here. Randy Berquist, is there any last second comments you want to make before we wrap it up here?
Please, if there's anything that you have concerns about, you've heard something that, you know, is on, so you've heard I've said something or did something or social media posted something, please come up and ask, because a lot of information is misguided, miscommunicated out there. I want to make sure that you have all the facts before you make any decisions. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity to serve your students, our students.
Communication, transparency, definitely an important thing about
absolutely for me.
The job. So, thank you very much,
Randy. Thank you,
Cam, Randy,
for having me. I'm really excited to do this.
For sure. And well, you'll be a regular on here. We'll see you next month. So
that sounds great.
That'll be fun. And we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about there as well. So thank you once again, Randy.
Everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. Thank you, everyone.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Tuesday, August 29th.